Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Today, it's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Joanna Brandy's here, too. Joanna is an original founding member of our Brain Trust, and she's been with us now. We've already had her 19th anniversary. She's the president of Joanna Brandy & Company. She's the author of Winning at Customer Retention, Building Customer Loyalty, 54 Ways to Stay Positive. That's three different books that you need to know about, and she's our good friend Joanna. Welcome back.
Well, thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Pleasure to be here.
So, Joanna, here's an interesting point that I'd like for you to help me with. I've got dozens, probably dozens, of Brain Trust members who like to talk about employee engagement.
Sure.
That's the only thing they want to talk about is engagement. And we started talking about engagement before the millennials started going to work.
Sure.
And so, we talked a lot about that on the show, and I believe it, I buy into it, but because we saw that in my career, in your career, engagement was a big deal. But then the millennials came along, and it became an article of faith that they aren't going to be with you very long. They're going to have a whole bunch of jobs during their career. And so how do you engage someone who's showing up with, you know, knowing they're going to be gone in a year or two, whatever? Why do you work hard so hard to make them engage? And then I see your research that shows that happy employees are more likely to be engaged than unhappy ones. So maybe you're on to, so I'm thinking, well, she's on to something. Instead of focusing on engaging them, we should focus on making them happy. What do you think?
Well, engagement, as I see happiness and as I was taught happiness, I studied with Dr. Martin Seligman, who is basically the founding father of positive psychology. Mm-hmm. As I understand it, engagement is part of it. So Let's say happiness has five legs, because when you say happiness, it's one of those things people roll their eyes because mm-hmm. it's a very subjective way of looking. You know, it's kind of elusive. It's subjective.
And when I'm trying to make payroll, it sounds a little touchy feely.
It sounds a little touchy feely, but the reality is that people that identify themselves as being happy have 65% more energy at work.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's pretty, what you're looking for is that energy. So if you look at happiness, not as that sort of fuzzy, oh, happy thing, but with five legs or five components, you've got pleasure, and pleasure is basically fun. You know, at work, pleasure is fun. Something makes you laugh. Something is fun to do. Then there is engagement. Engagement is when you put your whole self into a project. When you get into that flow state, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
When you and I are talking, we're engaged.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we get so engaged, if somebody wasn't watching the time, we'd still be talking, right? We'd miss the commercial.
Right.
That's the engagement. But then there's rich and rewarding relationships, because we need that as well to be happy at work if we're not having rich and rewarding relationships with others. And then there's meaning. And this is big with the millennials. M, millennial,
mm-hmm.
meaning. Why am I doing this? Not what am I doing. Why am I doing it? Why is it important? And then there's one other piece of it, and that's accomplishment. So when you look at that, and there's an acronym we use, it's called PERMA, and when we look at all those things together, when you have those things operating at the same time, sometimes more of one, sometimes less of one, but all operating at the same time, generally, people will identify themselves as being happy.
Mm-hmm.
So we need the engagement because, as you know, in order to engage the customer, we need an engaged employee. If the employee doesn't give...
But the way engagement has been described over the years is getting them to be fully invested in your business, getting them to be, and
that's
good. And I agree with that. I think that's a great thing to do, but I'm not so sure that it's going to be the same with a millennial because of the way they think about their career.
Actually, they have
a right to do.
Well, yeah, but I don't think the way they think about their career has all that much to do with it. It's the way they think about the job that they're in. If they enjoy what they're doing.
Does it have meaning, as you said?
Does it have meaning?
Is there accomplishment?
Is it meaningful?
Right. But my point is, but those haven't necessarily been, well, those have been the engagement, some of the engagement factors, but the engagement people seem to think longer term, I think.
Well, I'll tell you why. Because when an employee is engaged, when an employee is being acknowledged, when he or she is being celebrated, when they feel like they're being heard, mm-hmm. they're less likely to want to leave.
They might change your plans.
Well, they might, because there's that emotional connection that comes when I know you hear me and I know you get me and I know you understand mm-hmm. me and I know you when you give me the appropriate amount of challenge and to get to the next level and the support it takes to get there, I become emotionally attached to you. So part of that engagement is an emotional attachment. And whether that's an emotional attachment to the work or an emotional attachment to the leader, the thing is when someone brings all of their emotional self to work, they're more likely to connect with the customer,
mm-hmm.
which is what you and I are all about, the age of the customer.
Mm-hmm.
It's been the age of the customer a long time, right? It's about the customer because the customer walks away with the money. It doesn't matter. They're not coming back. They don't tell their friends. We need the customer to
create engaged customers.
Absolutely.
Happy employees, positive employees, transfer that to customers.
Well, I like to say that positivity that we can create at work if we're mindful of what we're doing translates to profitability. So there's an activating force in there. And that's what I teach, is that a leader can be an activating force in linking that positive feeling that you get, like, wow, that was a great interaction I just had with the customer. That was a brilliant meeting. Or, wow, that was, you know exactly what I'm talking about. That energized, that's why I call them positive energizers, that energized feeling where what you're doing creates positive energy in your body instead of leaking positive energy and sending you home depleted.
So what I want to do when we come back is talk about the difference between positivity at home in our personal lives and positivity at work. And how do we deal with those? Because those are two different worlds. I'm going to get you to help us with that. I need your website, please, Joanna.
ReturnOnHappiness.com and PositiveEnergizer.com.
And then they can find your program there, too, can't they?
PositiveEnergizer.com is where the program is.
Which is what we're talking about. We're going to talk about that a little bit after the break, too, folks. You want to more pay attention to this. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.